What is up, fellow benchwarmers? Welcome to your daily fantasy quickie. Hey guys, what is up? Week 16. It's the start of week 16 today. Hope you were off to a great start. I'm your host, JJT, of course, with Kamish. Kamish, good start to week 16.
Not really. In our FPW Invitational, I'm really down in schedule. I have three Pacers players. I have Haliburton, I have McConnell, and I have Buddy Hield. I saw TJ McConnell being dropped. We talked about it in their schedule that the Pacers have a three-game rest.
Yeah.
So three-day rest. So it's really tough. It's really tough. I decided not to move anymore. But it's going to be tough. Because Haliburton is not in my IL. I have a lot of injuries there in that league. So I don't know what will happen. Let's see.
Let's see. How's the FBI league?
It was good today, the first day.
Who was your topic?
Sabonis. Domantas Sabonis and DeJounte Murray. So I got lucky with that because Murray had 40 points today, 8 rebounds and 7 assists because there's no Trae Young.
Yeah.
So I was very fortunate with that. My opponent had Embiid, who I was praying would rest because he was a game time decision, but he played. But what I did, that's a very unique setup. We're drafting for 1 week.
Yeah.
We drafted for a week because it was a slow draft. For to play a week and you know your opponent already. So basically you don't care about the 10 other people drafting. So what you're looking at only is the opponent you're playing. So it's a very weird drafting.
It's weird
setup.
But it makes it a little easier, I guess.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Easier. Okay. So you know what I did? My opponent had Embiid. I drafted Tobias. So I just tried to match something up. He drafted Jason Tatum because Boston only has two games. So what I did was I gambled on Jaylen Brown. So, I mean, if he gambled on something, I gambled on our player. He drafted Tyrese Haliburton. I wasn't able to draft TJ McConnell, but I was able to draft Buddy Hield. So that's what I did. I just matched what he drafted. Basically, that's what I did. So let's see.
Well, Tyrese is set to come back later this week.
Yeah.
But that's the timeline. We don't know when during the weekend will he come back. But hopefully, Kamish does well there in the FBI league. So far, off to a great start, right? With some luck.
Yeah.
Off to
some luck, let's see. And let's see. Well, we just want to win because we want to see how the format is. I mean, I don't know how the next round is, how it goes. Just want to see how it is. You know, something different.
Yeah, plus imagine 200 players there and
80. Yeah.
Right. So to be part of that select group is already a good accomplishment for you. So yeah. Let's talk about some injuries. OG. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I hope you did draft OG. Will miss another 4 games. That's probably he's going to be out for the rest of the week and maybe early next week.
Week 17, yes.
Yeah. Precious Achiuwa has been balling the past few games since when? Since OG got injured.
12 games.
A few weeks.
Even
ago.
Before. Remember the five game week of Toronto?
Yeah.
That week. He was so good that week. We're talking about it. And I don't know who got injured that week. There was somebody who got injured
OG.
The week after. No, was it OG? The week after when we were saying that now you can extend Precious Achiuwa for another week because he's probably going to start. Yeah.
It was OG who missed a couple of weeks, I think, or a week or two. During that stretch. And that's where the Achiuwa games started. He's been solid, really good if you need a rebounding, good field goal. Free throws won't be as good, but you won't complain. You just probably pick him off your waivers.
Yeah. Achua is known to be a percentage hit guy, field goal and free throws. There are times when he will hit you with field goals, but well, 12 games and counting, he's been doing well. He's been solid. The steals, surprisingly, they've been good. So just ride with him, you know, if you have pressures. OG, I'm really concerned. I'm really concerned considering we might not even. There's a chance he doesn't return to Toronto. He doesn't play another game for the Raptors. Because 4 games, that would be until February something, maybe until the trade deadline. So if he gets traded to another team, then he comes back in another uniform. And there are lots of teams supposedly knocking on Toronto's doors. Phoenix, Memphis. Phoenix is the newest team there, and I don't know how he fits there, what happens to Mikal and all those stuff. It's a lot of uncertainty. Very, 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 very risky. No, OG Anunoby. Very, very risky guy right now. So,
well, maybe he goes to a better situation, I guess.
Possible.
He gets featured.
Yeah.
I mean, something like a Jeremy Grant situation, right? If you think about it, the Denver Jeremy Grant was a supporting role. Everyone, and then he moved to Detroit. That gave him the reins. Hopefully, OG gets some setup like that, right? He's a supporting role in Toronto, and then moves to even if it's not a contending team, someone, a place wherein he can really shine, or at least, you know, do the early OG that we saw.
The only team really that fits that bill is Dallas. So, but Dallas doesn't seem, there's no rumors about that. But if he goes to Dallas, suddenly that's a big, 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 big leap to his fantasy value. So, well, yeah, anything can happen. Like trade deadline, sometimes as somebody commented, usually the rumors that are being rumored are not really going to happen, and you get something out, you know, from nowhere. But say, having said that, there are also rumors that really have, you know, panned out past few years also.
Well, there was this video that came out, right? Masai and who's the Phoenix GM? James Jones.
James Jones. Yeah.
Walking out of the arena together. So we don't know what they talked about. Could be a deal there, or it could be nothing. But
that's probably the worst spot. Given that
OG situation, that's why I feel like Precious Achiuwa could be a hold until the trade deadline.
Yeah.
Regardless if OG comes back, I have a few Precious Achiuwa since that 5-game week. I'll probably gonna hold until after the trade deadline, just to see what happens there. He might, if OG gets traded, he might settle in as that starting center or power forward or whatever position he is in Toronto.
Yeah,
right.
For sure. For sure.
What else? LeBron sat. AD sat. I don't know if it's a protest. Protest. This game.
The LeBron thing, though, Darvin Ham was interviewed and saying significant soreness in his left foot. I don't know if Darvin Ham is being dramatic. You know, the Lakers are being dramatic these days. Laker fans, Laker players. It's been, the talk of the town. But he did say it's really significant soreness. And I do believe that there's something there with LeBron. As we know, tickets for the February 7 or February 8 Manila time game versus OKC is going bonkers. $75,000, because that's the game they think he's going to overtake.
Is it a road game?
Seems like a road game. Seems like a road game. I'm not too sure. But it seems like a road game.
You think he's going to break that record on the road?
Actually, I was going to post that. I was going to share that post and say,
and in OKC,
if he breaks it in OKC... If he raises it in OKC, that's going to be like very, very, that's not the best. Yes, something like that. But well, maybe the OKC crowd will make up for it. But I think he's going to break it whenever he's going to break it. Whenever it's there, he's not going to choose. He's not going to miss out games because he's going to choose where to break it. He's really hurt. He's really hurt. It's clear he's really hurt. And right now, if you're owning LeBron, Aside from OG, actually the first two players we've talked about, very, very risky. LeBron, if he passes Kareem, they're 13th right now. 13th
But they're just three
in the
games
West.
away.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. They're 3 games away,
I
but
mean, three games away from what? What spot? I think the playoff spot, a playoff spot, not just the
I think
play-in.
no. The sixth, maybe the seventh or eighth right now. They lost the past few games. Today's loss put them further down. But I don't know. It can go both ways. As I said, it's risky, but it can go both ways. If they win like 3 or 4 games straight, then they're good. But if they start to lose more games, it can go sour. So let us see. It's still risky, in my opinion, owning the.
But I just feel, they're gonna really fight that out. 'Cause I've watched some games and I've seen some, games already of the Lakers. From the early season Lakers to what they are now, they're more, I don't know, there's more fight to them. There's more, they get, like today, they really got it close. They even led at certain points, right? Versus the
The
Brooklyn Nets,
Nets.
right? Given that,
Yeah.
no LeBron, no AD, being able to lead, if that was a few weeks ago, right? If that was early season, that would have been a major blowout by the third quarter. So I think they're fighting, and I think LeBron will try to play as much as he can. But of course, with the return of AD, he doesn't
I hope.
need to play as much.
No, I do think that the problem with that foot though, as you said, he could rest more games, and it could worsen. He's not gonna, even if they have a chance with the playoff, he's not gonna risk that foot to aggravate that foot for the future seasons because he's old. Now his last few seasons, so there is still that risk. But I agree with you in terms of being competitive. They're more competitive right now these days, but and that makes the 4 games that the referees robbed them really hurt. No, those are 3 or 4 games. Those are big. Those are big in a very close Western Conference.
All right, so not much injury news. So certain players came back. Kristaps came back.
Stops, yeah.
Oh, that was a surprise as well. Week to week, to just
Yeah.
1 week. That's just about 1 week, right? 1 week out. Luka came back. Luka had a great game, 53 points. Not much else to say about Luka, I think. But let's talk about some trending down players. Where do we begin?
Let's begin with Bol Bol because we've talked about him already. So before,
Okay,
just to
let's categorize this. Bol Bol and Killian Hayes. They're probably there in the bottom tier, and maybe add Jaden McDaniels. So let's start with Bol Bol.
yeah, Bol Bol, we've talked about him already for a
You've
lot of
recommended
times.
a drop already.
We already recommended the drop. So today we just have to put him there. It's rock bottom for him. 9 minutes. That's really bad, no? But he didn't play well. He's not been playing well. That's something with Bol Bol, the attitude. There's something there, sometimes when he doesn't get the minutes, he doesn't get the usage. There's something there. So yeah, that makes it even easier right now. And Mo Wagner, just have to add Mo Wagner into this conversation, has been balling. He's been playing very well the past 2 games. I didn't see that happening. Outplaying Bol Bol,
Well,
outplaying Bamba. So
come on, he outplayed them when Wendell Carter Jr. was out. So that's
no,
really surprising. Yeah.
he outplayed Bamba, but Bol Bol was injured, I think, at that time or something.
Yeah, but he did this already. I mean, Mo Wagner
Yeah.
did this. I think it's really more about the minutes for Mo Wagner. If he gets the minutes, he's going to be I just feel he's a watch right now, but if you want to add him.
Add
Pick up
him.
some, yeah, just add him. But don't throw out a player who's a more consistent producer just to pick him up.
Somebody I'll probably swap him with is probably Thomas Bryant, something like
Yeah,
that. Although
yeah.
Thomas Bryant, well, today was okay because there was no AD, but it's eventually going to be there. It's going to be a drop,
Yeah.
I think.
Killian is a field goal killer, and that's what I
That
can
is
say.
true. That is true. Two out of what? 3 out of 16 today. Well, Dennis Schroeder has something to say about that. I streamed Dennis Schroeder today, and he gave me 2 out of 15. So thank you to Dennis Schroeder for that great performance. Killian Hayes, I have Killian Hayes, of course. We picked him up. We endured the one game week they had, and now he came back with a knee, the shoulder contusion, and then after that he went to the bench, and then now he's continually killing our field goal percentages. But I'm holding. I don't know if JJT is also holding.
I only have one. And
okay.
I'm not really doing well in that league. Well, this makes it worse, Killian. So yeah, well, I don't know what to do as well, because I think with
Detroit though, they change their lineups. Like with bad teams, they do change their lineups every so often. The coaches, you know, they're gonna lose. And the coach will just justify changing the lineup because, hey, we're losing. Let's change it up. See what sticks. Like now it's Sadiq Bey. Now it's Alec Burks. Now, I'm pretty sure if they start to lose 4 or 5 straight games, and said, okay, let's start Killian again. Let's go too big. So they're gonna change it. But bottom line for me is when the silly season comes, when your fantasy playoff comes, I think Killian will start. Will be starting by that time. That's what I think. No, I may be wrong, but Alec Burks might not be in Detroit after the trade deadline. So just try to hold on and pray. Whenever the pray
I
that he
see.
Doesn't take 7 or 6 or 15 attempts, just maybe 4 or 5. And then just gives his assists and steals.
And then Jaden McDaniels is on that, probably on that tier, that borderline. Should I drop or should I keep? Although you've already mentioned before, you know, in shallower leagues, he might be worth a drop already.
This is Jaden. This is Minnesota Jaden.
Yeah.
Yeah. Me, were you dropping him?
No, not yet. But.
But what do you want from Jaden? It steals, right? That's what you really want. I mean, that's what you're hoping for. Some three-pointers steals. But he's like no steals for the past 3 games. Like 6 of the last 10 or 9, no steals. 0.8 or 0.9 only for the whole month of January. It just disappeared.
But he had a good stretch last week.
Yeah,
was that last week? But not the steals.
Not the steals. It's a good stretch, but that's not where his value would come. And which is really not going to make him a must hold if the steals don't come back. These steals guys, Gary Trent, you know, these guys. Yeah, Gary
Trent.
But
at least Gary Trent can score.
Yeah. But steals is still the big one, the very important.
I think this Jaden and Herb Jones, those two guys.
Yeah. Caruso.
In the same boat. And Caruso, yeah.
Caruso.
Those three guys are on the same boat. They can't really score, can't contribute. Well, at least Dillon can give you assist.
But Dillon hasn't had a steal for a couple of games also. And his value is tanking also.
Yeah.
So, it's big.
The thing for me is that, all right, so Herb, Jaden, Caruso, they're not scorers. They don't contribute anywhere else other than steals and maybe the defensive stocks. That's why I said at least Jaden scored well last week, right? At least there's that, the silver lining there. For Dillon, at least he gives you what, 8, 7, 8, 6, 9 assists.
Well, the past few games it's gone down also. So, but yeah, he does
have
that upside. There's that upside for the assists.
Yeah. So with Jaden and Herb and Caruso, right? It's so hard. Caruso, I've seen him drop in a lot of leagues.
Yeah.
Already. Herb, not yet. Surprisingly. Not yet.
And you know who was a steals guy last week? Hamidou Diallo. Diallo had 9 steals in the last like three days of that week. That was a big, big boost to a lot of people who streamed him and who did not listen to us. When we kept on posting his name again and again in our waiver wire, and we kept telling them to add Hamidou Diallo. Diallo was in a lot of leagues. I was able to pick him up.
But was that last week? They had one.
That
game.
Was last week. That was no, not last week.
Oh, that was 2 weeks ago.
That was 2 weeks, two to three weeks ago. But again, these steals guys, they come and go. Diallo today was out with an illness, so we probably have to drop him. And I'm sure when he comes back, he won't be as good. That's just how it is. Sometimes, you know, they play very well. They miss a game, and when they come back, like Caruso, something happened, then they come back, man, just so-so.
Plus
But
they're
they
in
started
Detroit.
to, then Detroit or whatever. So it depends on matchup too. Steals is very matchup dependent also. Unless you're really an elite steals guy, I don't know. I'm really very good in steals. If not, it's very fluky, as JJT and I always say. Steals
Yeah.
very fluky,
That's
very fluky.
that's why we always target them during the playoffs.
I would ask you this thing though. I don't know if you heard about it. It's written in the fluky steals and stocks
Is this the
conversation.
Jaren Jackson
Yeah,
rumor?
the Jaren Jackson thing. What do you make out of it? And
Nothing.
do you think there's something there? Do you think it's
No.
really okay?
I just, you know, the moment I saw that there was this thread, someone looked into all the blocks,
The
looked back at
windows,
all.
yeah.
The first thing that came to mind was that, man, this guy had so much time in his hands. He dived into all the blocks.
Well, but if it's
Fun.
true, we have to call Yahoo and tell them to change the scores of our because I don't have any Jaren Jackson. Maybe I lost some weeks because of him. And
No, I
but
don't
yeah.
think it's so hard. It's so hard to question it. This is the NBA, and I think they have, you know, statisticians there, probably some of the best statisticians there. I don't think they're
Well,
padding it.
comment down below if you know how it works, though. We don't know if there is like two or three
In
statisticians
there
doing
should
it.
be in the amateur, because I covered games when I was in college, right? Because I was a sports writer. So every time I watch games, there'll be one who's gonna say this if it's a block, and then the other one will confirm. And then later on
Okay.
they will check the so there are multiple statisticians there to say, I don't know if that's just, I would assume it's better than that. Because of course in college the statisticians are not really as professional. Well, they're professional, but not the NBA level type. So I'm pretty sure there's more. Plus, they have
Yeah,
read.
but we hopefully somebody enlightens us, maybe people who have more knowledge than us, exactly how it works. So
Yeah.
it helps also kill this
Yeah,
this
come on.
whatever this is. Whatever
Plus,
this is.
we won't be able to do anything about it anyway. All right.
Yeah.
The next year of
Trending
worry
down.
players. Maybe belongs to Nurkic, Jakob Poeltl, right? Two centers who, well, I've said it before, Poeltl is one of the more disappointing centers this year.
But a good stash for now, assuming you know
Yeah,
there is.
that's probably the only thing that's
Yeah.
keep making managers keep him.
If he still is in San Antonio after Feb 9, he's gonna be past the top 120, 130 for the rest of the season. Right now at two things. Even if it's not a blowout, sometimes he gets into foul trouble. That's one. Number two, even if it's not a blowout, the most he's getting now is 25, 27 minutes. If it's a blowout, it's even worse than that. So, and there are a lot of games for San Antonio because of how poor they are, how bad they are. The games are blown out, total garbage. And Zach Collins really just is the guy that they're using
Yeah.
for those games. So really, really bad. Well, if you drafted Poeltl, you kind of saw this coming, kind of know that this is coming
Imagine if you
already.
drafted Gobert and then Poeltl in the
Yeah.
same team. I mean, very disappointing. I mean, at least Gobert can still give you 12, 13 rebounds, right? I couldn't even remember Jakob getting 10 rebounds this year. Or when was the last time he did 10
Well, the
rebounds?
last before today, he had 13 rebounds. That was a good game. That was 8 points, 13 rebounds, 3 blocks, something like that. But that was very rare.
Very
Very
rare.
rare situation, yeah.
Very rare. And you know,
Nurkic.
he can, you know, blasting on Jakob, he can benefit from that stat padding of blocks you're
Yeah.
giving JJJ, because we need those blocks from Jakob. Nurkic,
Struggling. Nurkic
he's injured.
he's playing hurt.
Yeah.
The whole season basically is playing hurt. There are stretches where he's been hot, he's been scoring well, he's been shooting threes. There are stretches like that. There are games like that. But majority on average has been a little disappointing. Like he had a 25-point game 3-2 games ago, but outside of that, the past what 6-7 games, just what 6 points, 7 points. But JJT is correct. I think he's playing hurt. He's trying to play through it. But we don't care about that in fantasy. Whatever the reason is, he's not producing. And clearly that shows with Portland's record, right? So he's not for me a buy low. I don't like his fantasy stat set. Just gonna say that. He's not helping.
Because of the turnovers. Goal. The field goals are down, the turnovers are bad.
I mean, his field goals is okay, but he's a big man. So you would want higher. And then free throws are not that bad, but it's not good also. So, and he's not really a good blocker anymore. Well, this year improved a bit, but still not like the rate that we want from center also. So it's like empty stats. He does give you double doubles. He does gives you good games. But I think the name value is more than what's the real value in fantasy for Nate.
Just quickly though, on Jakob, I just want to refer back to Jakob. Is this the best time to sell Jakob or?
Yes, this is the best time because you still have.
I know it's going to be selling low already at this point. Well, we got a trade now on Jakob, and it was a swap between. It's still pending, but it was a swap between Keldon Johnson and Jakob.
Well, that makes sense. That's risk for risk, and I think that's the best you can do. For me, Jakob, yeah, this is the best time because there's still that possible sales talk that, hey, no, he might get traded and his value will go up. So you gamble on him, you might win.
Yeah, so that's what I thought. This might be a good time to trade him already, because if he doesn't get traded, man, it's going to be more painful for Jakob owners if he doesn't get traded and stays in San Antonio. And like commission Nurkic, not really buy low. Maybe just stay away.
I don't like Nurkic. I don't know why. I don't like his fantasy. It's just overrated in my opinion.
Just stay away. All right. The last batch of trending down are the guards: Tyrese Maxey, Kevin Werther, and Kyle Kuzma.
Do you own Maxi?
Yeah.
A lot of panicking managers really ever since he was demoted to the bench. I did say that I think he's gonna be fine in the bench. And he had good games. But of course, being in the bench, being coming off the bench, the minutes sometimes would be a little volatile.
Yeah.
The production also. In the past two games has been bad, no? Usage wise, you have to look at the usage. 21%, 15% today. I don't think that will stick though. Maxi, I think he's too good to just, you know, get 10 points, 12 points. It's basically Jordan Poole right now, right? It's basically Jordan Poole. What Poole was early in the season. But you have to be patient with Maxi. I think the Sixers schedule, we talked about it. No matter if you're week 19, week 20, week 21, week 22, doesn't care. They have a good schedule the whole way. And if they're number one or number two by that time, you expect a lot of Embiid rest. You expect Harden rest, you know, by the time the playoff comes. So I think he will be better. Maxi will be better.
But if you're down,
if you can't wait, that's the problem.
If you can't wait, then the best thing to do is trade him to the top teams.
After a good game.
Because I think it's with the top teams that where you're going to get better value. Right? Because they want they don't need the production now, but they want the idea of these players producing later on in the playoffs. So, you know, I would suggest that if you're going to trade Maxi, if you really need the production now, because we don't know how long this struggle would be for Tyrese Maxi. So you might, you know, just drop from the standings without really realizing it by keeping him. So if you want to trade him, you can. And I probably think those in the top of your standings will probably value him more. and you'll be able to get a little more. Of course, still a selling low type of deal, but it's better than those in the middle of the pack, right? So that's what you can do. Kevin Werther has been struggling too. You know, I proposed a trade in one of my leagues that involved Kevin Huerter. I was trading Kevin Huerter and Jabari Smith. It was yesterday that I posted this, but after today's struggle, I just pulled it back.
Yeah, with Werther, he's good though. Werther is good, but again, he's also prone to these kinds of slumps. We know ever since in Atlanta. That's what happens with him. But the usually it's compounded by when Malik Monk is hot. When Malik Monk is hot, sometimes they just let Malik Monk finish the game or play most of the time. And that happens. But I'm not that worried. I don't no dropping Kevin Huerter, please. No dropping Kevin Huerter. But if you want to trade for a more consistent player, go, but it's gonna be hard given how he's playing right now. Just hold, just be patient, and let's see. I think he's gonna be better also. Again, Sacramento, good playoff schedule. So just I think you can hold on to him. It's a good complementary piece anyway in your teams. Not the star player. Should not be the star player in your teams.
All right, lastly, Kyle Kuzma.
Kyle Kuzma. Yeah. The usage of Kuzma highest in Washington this year. I don't know if you
Well,
think that will continue. We know Beal has been out in and out. Kristaps got injured. So now that they're both healthy and playing, we should expect Kyle not to be the top dog, right?
yeah.
Or is he that good? I don't know. Is it
No,
if
he won't be the top guy there because Kristaps has always is that guy. I think in Washington, it's weird because Bradley Beal seems like
Yeah, the third guy.
the second or third at times, right? But he's
Yeah.
been, like you said, in and out of the lineup, so it's so hard to judge or gauge. But for the salary they're paying Bradley Beal, I don't think the Wizards are getting their money's worth.
For sure. Yeah.
Because I would think he should be the top guy there.
Should be.
And then Kristaps would be number two. And then Kyle Kuzma, number three. Of course, obviously, Kuzma is a hold. I don't think you're gonna go drop Kuzma.
No. This is just trending down. We're not saying
Yeah.
that you drop them. Trending down from where he was.
I think this is just a slump. He will
Yeah,
have
I
some
think
good
so.
games.
Yeah, I think so too. But I think the peak of his value this season might be when those guys were injured, but doesn't say that those guys won't get injured again, knowing Kristaps and Bradley Beal, knowing both of them. And there's still a
I'm betting
possibility.
they will get injured
Yeah,
again.
they can get injured. But I'm also saying that you're overrating Bradley Beal right now. I don't think Bradley Beal is the same player as
Yeah,
before.
I
I don't
know.
I don't I just think like I don't know how old he is, not too sure. But it seems like he's past his prime. I'm not saying past as in like 35, 38 years old, but it seems like he's past the peak as a peak of his, skills and
No,
athleticism.
I think Bradley Beal is just too chill to be a star player. I
Yeah,
don't
that's true.
think he is eager to really carry a team.
Yes,
Something like
exactly.
what Lillard, because the closest he can be is probably Dame, who was great today. I think that's the closest he can be in terms of scoring, in terms of doing these things, right? Being the lone guy, being the loyal lone guy there in Washington. That's the closest superstar that I could think of that
But
he can be.
he rather be CJ McCollum.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
He'd rather be
That's,
that for what, 200 million.
well,
So
that's
I am personally disappointed because I thought Beal would be good this year.
I don't have Beal, so
And yeah, coming from last year's first round, right? He was being drafted late first round to early second round. I thought that, him being going down to fourth round would be a steal already, because the potential is still second round at least. But yeah, I'm not sure if it's the injury, but I just realized he's not star superstar material.
But Bradley Beal, I think, is still good. No, he's still a good player. even in fantasy, he can still in the last part of the season, he can still at least match where you drafted him. Third, fourth round, he can do that. There's still that level of play from him. If he's gonna reach that or not depends on how healthy his hamstrings are, how healthy he is, and as Jeremy said, how much he wants it. If
Yeah.
he's gonna, if he's Kyle Kuzma, I mean, the best comparison is Kyle Kuzma. Kyle Kuzma just wants it. The
Yeah, he
confidence and
does.
everything. Come on, just I'm
He
the star
does.
player. You know, there's no question who's the star of this team. Even if he's playing with LeBron, he's gonna say, I'm the star. You know, so
Yeah.
that's one thing missing from Bradley Beal. But we'll see. You know, sometimes players will surprise us. But yeah,
And
Beal is defending.
Bradley's and Beal's not really a per minute type of player.
Yeah, that's true.
Not as good as Kristaps is per minute wise. So
Yeah,
that's why.
fantasy-wise.
So
Fantasy-wise.
that's why even if Kristaps is struggling a bit, he still contributes. Like today he did what, three
Eight
steals,
stocks. Three
right?
steals,
Five
five
blocks,
stocks.
right?
Yeah.
So you'll take that even if he just scored 17 points
Yeah.
today. I think he just scored 17 points, and those were or early points. I think he had 10 already early on, and then it just went down. But at least Bradley Beal is not that type of guy. If he scores 17 points, he'll probably just have what, four assists, five assists, which is going to be annoying if you pick someone that third, fourth round range, right? All right, so yeah, that's it for today's discussion of our quickie. Hope this helped those trending down players. Hope some of the questions you had in mind were answered with that discussion. And as always, feel free to comment on the comment section. If you have questions, we'll try to answer them here, or I'm answering them as well in the comment section as much as I can. All right, that's it. We'll see you guys again tomorrow for a daily fantasy. Oh no, it's not. Yeah, it's tomorrow. We also have courtside, so I got confused. We'll see you guys again tomorrow. Daily fantasy cookie. Bye, guys. Good night.